This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighborhood.
Well, aloha and welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We are broadcasting, as always, from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sales Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And this is Garrett Reese, your neighborhood transformation specialist.
And we are super happy that you're listening to the Radio Realtors today. And you can hear our show all over Northern California on your radio. And if you miss any of the Radio Realtors, you can always catch our podcast. And you can just search for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis, Frank Crandall, and Garrett Reese.
And as always, you can text us or you can call us right now for a free, no obligation consultation at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Because the Radio Realtors don't just discuss real estate on the radio. We are super active realtors that work with our listeners and our clients just like you. Every single day.
That's right, Garrett. And you are without a doubt in the right place if you're a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Program.
And if you've been thinking about selling your home, we have the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sale Program.
You know, and all of our listings do include professional HD photos of your home, a video tour of your home, a 3D tour, radio promotion on our show, and home staging if you need it.
Call or text us right now, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we have a Micah Iloa show for you today.
Rob, welcome back, baby.
Welcome back. But wait,
we missed you.
Missed you. Welcome back. Okay, let's get back to the show.
That's a good idea. You might think that life doesn't get much better than the sunshine, the good weather, and the beautiful scenery of Northern California. But if you've ever considered a move to Maui, then the Golden State may have some competition. I just got back from vacation, as you guys kind of let the cat out of the bag.
Poor you.
But I was in Maui, and the island is home to some of the world's most beautiful beaches and amazing scenery. And after being there for another trip, I was reminded just how much Maui is a dream place for people to live. So today on the Radio Realtors, if you've ever thought about trading in the Golden State for the Aloha State, you need to listen up, because we're going to give you the Radio Realtors ultimate guide to moving to Maui. And the first thing to do when you're considering moving to Maui is listen to your heart.
Like that 80s song from Roxette.
Yeah, well, kind of, Garrett, because those lyrics, well, just cue the song, Producer Gage.
Listen to your heart when he's calling for you. Listen to your heart.
You see, most people's desire to move to Maui is a primitive feeling. It's like a calling. And I mean, they literally have sunshine and rainbows virtually every day on Maui. But like any great venture, there are still some challenges to overcome and some ways to optimize your experience.
Yeah, Rob, there are three big questions you should answer before you move to Maui.
That's right, Frank. The number one question you need to ask yourself is, what will I do? And this question is really two separate questions. What will you do for work, and what will you do for fun?
So number one, what do you do for work? This is going to be easy for some people, especially if you're retired or semi-retired. You're all set. And yes, we're a little jealous.
That's for sure.
But retirees can focus on finding your favorite hobbies or groups you want to be part of.
And guys, you know, if you're a digital worker or you can work remotely, you're all set. You know, working remotely will bring a few other challenges, such as the time differences and always having an internet connection possibly.
Yeah, and all in all, being a remote worker on Maui could really be a dream come true for some folks.
You bet. Going for a run or walk on the beach or playing pickleball in the morning before work sounds really fun.
I probably would be late to work every day because I could see myself going on a quick surf session before getting behind the computer all day. But that really helps to get, you know, your mind refreshed.
That's right. And unfortunately, there aren't a lot of definitive co-working spaces in Maui that would have all the things maybe a typical remote worker would need. So you're really going to want to find a home that you enjoy working from or find a good coffee shop. And my wife likes Sip Me. It's called Sip Me. It's a great name for a coffee shop in Makawao. And I like Akumai Coffee, and that's right in Kihei, where we were staying.
That's impressive.
You know, there's also Cafe Cafe in Lahaina, and that's a really good one.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, but let's get back to it. Number two, if you're not retired or semi-retired, you will probably need to look for work on Maui.
Yeah, one thing that we discovered through talking to specialists in Maui is the best way for you to find a great job is by connecting with people who live and work there already.
You bet, Rob. If you can get a solid referral from a reliable person in Maui, your job prospects will be 100% better than someone just sending blind emails via LinkedIn or Craigslist.
But guys, there are some areas where jobs are available in Maui. Professional service jobs are available in healthcare, education, and in the restaurant and construction industry.
Yeah, right. So once you figured out how you're going to pay rent or buy a home on Maui, it's time to discover the island and your favorite things to do. And having just got back from Maui, I can tell you there is certainly no shortage of fun and adventure there.
Yeah, Rob, being a magnificent tropical island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean truly is as cool as it sounds. And there are so many fun things about Maui.
And really, one of the main things that you need to do if you move to Maui is you want to try all these fun things and discover what's your favorite.
And one thing for sure there, Garrett, is that you can enjoy nature at its finest, whether at the beach or at the summit of Haleakala. Maui is the ultimate place for nature lovers.
Of course, Maui has all the great ocean activities like surfing, scuba diving, sailing, fishing, and snorkeling, all of which you should certainly try.
Maui is also home to some other cool ocean sports, such as kiteboarding, windsurfing, and foiling. Foiling, especially with a wing, has become a very popular sport.
Yeah, and it's a great ocean sport. One of our friends who lives in Paia has a daughter, and she's a professional wing foiler. And we went to Kaha Point, and we watched her do this, and it was amazing. And from what I saw, the wing foilers are like this community of like-minded people, and it seemed like it was a great way for her to make friends.
But Maui is more than ocean sports. It's a wide variety of awesome land adventures, to hidden waterfalls, especially along the road to Hana, as well as many secret spots around the island.
There are also many different hike locations all over the island in variety of climates. For remote workers moving to Maui, it's great to take a midday break and just do a quick hike, you know, take a break from your workday.
That's right, for sure. Now, we're going to get to the nightlife portion of what it's like to be, you know, live in Maui. I know it's a big deal for you. You're a nightlife guy. But we're going to go to break now. But if you'd like to get a hold of us, you can give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. You can call or text us on the Radio Realtors hotline. Or you can go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we'll be back right after this.
You know, there are some people who believe that all mortgage lenders are the same, but do you believe that diamonds and cubic zirconia are the same? At first glance, they look similar, but to the trained eye, they are totally different. What's even worse is when you're in the middle of refinancing or buying a home and you discover your lender is a cubic zirconia. This discovery may cause your deal to fall apart. And if you want the real deal when it comes to buying or refinancing a home, you need the diamond. Call Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Dave and his team are devoted to helping you get the right loan with the best interest rates and the lowest fees. And Dave can close most refinance and purchase loans in just 2 to 3 weeks. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225 or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Last year was our best ever, and to show our appreciation, we're offering discounts for all your spring cleaning and honey-do list. We're called Chim Chimney, so of course we do chimney cleaning and repairs, but we're also the trusted pros at rain gutter cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, tree trimming, and junk removal. Call us today at 916-247-6579 or online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com.
Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at DefenderPest.com. That's DefenderPest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests. If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose, and it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at the Radio Realtors.
If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
All right. Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor, and mahalo for listening to the show today.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And this is Garrett Reese, your neighborhood transformation specialist.
And we are talking to you today about the Radio Realtors Ultimate Guide to Moving to Maui.
I got goosebumps.
You love Maui.
In fact,
Maui is one of your most favorite places, right?
It is. I just got back a couple of months ago, and I'm still there mentally.
Well,
you're still tan.
Yeah, you do. You are kind of tan.
Yes.
I didn't burn, so that was my biggest thing. I didn't want to burn. You know,
did you stay under an umbrella the whole time?
No, I use 100 SPF or whatever. You know, it's just like putting on a jacket pretty much, but it was really thick and pasty. But you know what? I'm not a tanning guy. I mean, it takes a long time for me to tan. If I was there for about 3 or 4 weeks, I'd probably be a lot tanner.
You'd use something called Maui Babe. That's their tanning lotion at the ABC stores, and it works wonderful.
It is so good. It is so good.
The ABC stores are everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely are. Well, you know, so we were talking about this ultimate guide to moving to Maui, and we're kind of recapping, the first thing, it's sort of a calling, maybe moving to the islands, becoming, a resident of Maui, kind of like that Roxette song that we played a little bit earlier. But, it's a desire. It's something that it's kind of like pulls you. And I will say that every time I go back to Maui, I just fall in love with the place. I love the people. I love the food. I love
very
being
spiritual.
Close to the,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things there, but, one of the things we're talking about is what you're going to do for work. And if you're retired or semi-retired, it's pretty easy for you because you can just go there and live and enjoy things and take up hobbies and learn how to scuba dive and surf and paddleboard and pickleball. Pickleball is a great sport. I played for the first time. Not on the beach, but it was a pickleball court that was close to the beach.
I got it.
You know, so, but it was super fun. And I learned how to play pickleball. The other thing is, you know, finding a place where you can, you know, work from. You might not want to work from your home or your condo or whatever when you're there working, if you're a remote worker, but you might want to find a cool coffee shop that you can go and do your work from.
I would just be a bartender and be content with that.
You would just do bartending?
Just like Cocktails and Dreams.
Yeah.
But in Hawaii.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. You could have Mai Tais at 9 a.m. It's not a problem. The other thing is that you're able to enjoy so much nature. I mean, if you're a nature lover, you are going to love Maui because there's so many things to do. Surfing, scuba, sailing, fishing, snorkeling, paddleboarding, all those great things. And then you can even try yourself hydrofoiling or wing foiling. And it's basically you're holding this kite wing and then you have this board that has an attachment to it and it takes you off the water by like 3 or 4 feet. It is truly breathtaking. I don't think I want to try it, but because I might die, but it was pretty cool to see some of these young folks doing
it. So it's just you, the water and the wind. That's it.
Pretty much. Yeah. And you are moving quick, you know. And so the other thing also to consider is if you're looking for a lot of nightlife and you're moving to Maui, well, you might prefer moving to Oahu over Maui because Maui does have a lot of great bars and restaurants, but very few that have regular events or maybe stay open late.
Yeah, Rob, the main places for nightlife on Maui would be like Triangle area in Kihei or Front Street in Lahaina. But it's still kind of a hit and miss.
You know, Maui seems to be a little bit more like a happy hour island, but that's okay with me because I think a lot of the action happens on, you know, in the early afternoon or maybe even early evenings.
Yeah. And I like what you said, a happy hour island. It truly, truly is because, you know, a lot of things do happen in the early afternoon. And there, you know, I mean, we were in bed probably by like 9:30, 10 every night, but we were up at like 6 a.m, you know, doing things. And, you know, you've got to get to bed early so you can wake up early and get some paddleboarding in or even some surfing, right?
On Maui, there are two places I like to grab a drink. One in Maui is the Brewing Company in Kihei, and the other is Merriman's in Kapalua.
Oh, you know, Frank, I'm impressed with your Hawaiian speaking skills as well. So I guess if you're going to be moving from a big city like San Francisco or even a mid-sized city like Sacramento, the quiet nightlife may be one of the biggest things that you might have to adjust to.
Yeah, so we just got a question on the RadioRealtors.com website from Raymond in Richmond, and he has a great question for us. Raymond says, "Hey guys, I love your show. We always love that when you guys start out like that. I listen every weekend. My question is it expensive to live in Maui?"
Excellent question, Raymond. I think you'll be surprised that compared to many major American cities, the cost of living on Maui is comparable or maybe even less.
Yeah, definitely the most expensive thing about Maui is the real estate. Now, Maui's median property prices are significantly higher than the mainland, aside from downtown areas in the major metropolitan cities like San Francisco or Los Angeles.
Yeah, and this also means that rent is going to be high as well. So you can be paying up to $2,000 a month or even more in some cases for like a one-bedroom condo. But if you search for deals and you're patient, you can find some good rentals on Maui for around $1,500 to $3,000 a month.
Yeah, one thing for sure is you'll never have to drive too far to get anywhere, and gas isn't much more expensive than right here in California, especially if you have that Costco membership.
You know, food will be much more expensive at, say, Safeway and Foodland, which is a grocery store out there.
Right.
And it's always more economical to buy in bulk at Costco. But you'll also find Costco has great selections of local products as well as quality meats.
And, you know, as far as getting around, it's pretty easy for you to find a starter vehicle for just a few $1,000s. They call these cars Maui Cruisers, and they are a great way to get around while you're still deciding if you want to live on Maui long term. In fact, we rented a van from MauiVans.com to get around while we were there. And you should have seen this thing. It was old, faded, and dented, you know, but it got us around and no one was breaking into that car. I could tell you that.
Another thing, Rob, to look at also is if you don't go out and eat too much, it's not that expensive to live on Maui.
You know, I think it might be actually a little bit easier to save money in Maui because, you know, once you've bought in all of your ocean toys and you're now spending all of your time adventuring and playing rather than going out and spending money in restaurants and bars.
That's true. You know, once you have all those things, the toys and everything,
sure.
Then,
daytime activities.
Yeah, you can do a lot of stuff and then you can eat at home too. So especially if you have that Costco card, it's a great place to go. In fact, when we went there, they had this great Mai Tai mix that was like the margarita mix that they have, mm-hmm. Here in Sacramento. But the funny thing is that it was this Mai Tai mix and it was in the same type of bottle and it was a local, make and it was so good. We did get a few bottles of that and we polished those off pretty fast. But I wish we could have brought some of that home.
Midday naps.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with a midday nap on the lanai. So, hey guys, we're going to go to break. When we get back, we are going to bring a friend of ours on who is a realtor in Maui.
Can't wait for this one.
And it's going to be great. So stick around. If you'd like to get a hold of the Radio Realtors, give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we will be back right after this.
You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at ZOTX flooring.com.
With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
If you're like many people in Northern California, your home is your greatest asset. You've spent years working to build your equity. Now's the time to put that equity to work with a reverse mortgage from Kathy Skoda at American Advisors Group. Learn about how you can tap into this important resource and create a sound financial plan that'll help you retire better. Call Kathy Skoda today at 866-961-6345. 866-961-6345.
NMLS ID number 1039827, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second of it.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sales Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And this is Garrett Reese, your neighborhood transformation specialist.
Hey guys, so we just got a question through our website on theradiorealtors.com that was from Raymond in Richmond, and he had that great question, is it expensive to live on Maui? And I think we covered that pretty much, that, you know, it's not necessarily that much more expensive to live there.
Not from California.
Than like San Francisco or someplace like that. In fact, it might be a little bit.
I'll trade that for the views.
A little bit cheaper. Yeah, for sure. Definitely for the views. And we received another question from one of our listeners. And this time it was a text on our hotline number at 833-32-RADIO. It's Marie in Rockland, which is part of Placer County for you folks in the Bay Area. But Marie's question is, what part of Maui is the best to live? And guys, this is an important question. When you first think of moving to Maui, you probably are thinking that you want to be living close to the beach and you want to be able to walk everywhere. But not everyone is looking for the same stuff when they look at the best places to live on Maui. Every part of the island has a little bit of something for everybody. And ultimately, you're really never that far from the beach if you live in Maui. But to help us answer Marie's question, we have a rock star realtor on the line with us from Maui. I call him Maui Mick, but his name is Mick St. John. Aloha, Mick. Mahalo for being on the Radio Realtors today.
Aloha. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so Mick, can you help us answer Marie's question? What part of Maui is the best place to live?
Yeah, of course, Rob. My favorite places are Kula, Wailea, and Haiku, personally. But to put it simply, there are basically six general areas of Maui. The west side, the south side, central Maui, the north shore, upcountry, and East Maui.
Well, Mick, let's maybe just start off by talking about the west side of Maui.
So the west side of Maui feels like its own little universe. It's right around 45 minutes from the Kahului Airport, and this side includes Lahaina, Ka'anapali, Honokawai, Kahana, Napili, and Kapalua.
So Mick, isn't the west side, you know, one of the better sides if you want to be close to the beach, the surf, or even resort jobs?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got an abundance of cool stores and boutiques. You've got incredible snorkeling spots with huge reefs. They're beautiful. A ton of surfing spots, including the hidden gem called Olualu, which is one of the places I first learned to surf. And there's plenty of income opportunities due to the high demand at all the resorts.
Tell us about the golf courses on the west side, Mick, because that's one of my favorite things to do.
There's four really great golf courses on the west side. Ka'anapali has the Kai course and the Royal course. Kapalua has the Plantation course, and it also has the Bay course.
I think I like the Plantation course the best because golf is secondary on Maui. Once you see those views, I mean, you're almost close to heaven. You can talk to God if you want. It's the most prettiest golf course I have ever played. It doesn't matter what you shoot. Just glad to be living and experiencing those views that you get on the golf course.
Yeah, in my opinion, Ka'anapali seems to be one of the most popular tourist areas on the island. And Ka'anapali Beach, it has all the major hotels, right?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, it's blowing up in the best way over there. The delicious restaurants and the ocean adventure spots and all the hotel amenities make Ka'anapali a really, really fun place to stay.
Okay, so now I'm a little bit more into the nightlife part. So it isn't Front Street on Lahaina the place to be for nightlife and bars?
Absolutely, 100%. There's a ton of restaurants, there's shops, bars, and clubs with events happening every week at those clubs and bars. And Front Street, in and of itself, is just a fun place to walk around and explore at night, especially on the weekends. There's tons of people and so many fun things to do.
Yeah, I like the Dirty Monkey, the Tommy Bahama Marlin Bar is pretty nice, and the Lahaina Yacht Club. But one of the best things about West Maui for me is the sunsets. And you always have like that front row seat to the sunsets on this part of the island.
So the pros to the west side are beaches, surf, sunsets, and resorts, and my favorite, golf. What are the cons, Mick?
Of course, it's 95% amazing. However, as far as cons go, you can sometimes feel a bit isolated from the rest of the island on the west side due to the 45-minute commute out of the west side. And it is a bit small, so it can get congested during busy season. And lastly, it gets quite hot in Lahaina, so you're definitely going to want some AC.
That is for sure. So, Mick, tell us about the south side of Maui now.
Yeah, for sure. So, the south side of Maui includes Kihei, Wailea, and Makena. While West Maui has many great beaches, I feel like the beaches of South Maui are some of the best. And in my opinion, they're truly in a league of their own.
And I really like Big Beach, Mick. Do you like that one?
Yeah. Big Beach is one of Maui's most famous beaches and is one of the few large beaches on Maui that doesn't have a resort or homes developed close by. It's definitely my favorite beach. And on Sundays, there's actually a full-on beach party at Baby Beach on the other side, the beach that's to the far right of Big Beach, first entrance. It's great for people of all ages. So yeah, that's my favorite beach.
Mick, tell us about Makena.
Honestly, it's incredible. There truly is something, I would say, magical about the Makena area. And also, it's the least populated and one of the most beautiful parts of South Maui. And it's also home to some of the most luxurious real estate anywhere in the entire world.
Wow, that is beautiful. Okay, so I don't speak as good Hawaiian as these guys here. So can you tell me about Wailea? Am I pronouncing
Wailea.
That right? Wailea. Wailea.
Wailea.
Wailea, see? Thank you.
Yeah, Wailea is primarily a resort area and also secondary home community with three great golf courses. It's got several world-class beaches, and it's got a lot of amazing restaurants. Most of them are high-end, but some of them are, you know, mid-range. But honestly, my favorite restaurant down there is Spago in one of the hotels. They truly make you feel like royalty. When you live down there, it really is something special.
Yeah, it's certainly swanky there. We ate dinner at Morimoto at Andaz, and that place was amazing. The food was amazing, too. So, Mick, we stayed in Kihei, and we really loved it. What's your take on Kihei?
Kihei is a great place to live because rent and home prices are lower than Wailea, but you are just a short drive from Wailea and Makena, so you have easy access to everything on the south side when you live down there.
Yeah, Kihei seems to have a lot of great condo complexes and neighborhoods that are really just walking distance to the beach and a lot of fun activities around there.
Yeah, and you're also really close to Kahului, which is, you know, it's about 15 minutes where you'll be going to make your weekly Costco runs. And on a fun side note, a Costco membership in Hawaii really is a must, honestly. You'll save so much money shopping there versus anywhere else. And I personally use the Citi credit card because it's integrated with the Costco membership. So that makes things even easier when you go to Costco and check out. It's so fast.
We actually said that earlier in the show. Costco is a must, even if you don't live in Maui. You can pick up things even if you're just vacationing.
Okay, so if I'm getting this right, Mick, the pros to the south side is that you're close to beaches, close to shopping, and there's a lot of things to do, correct?
Correct. That makes taking adventures to Hana or to Haleakala much quicker than living on the west side. Of course, if you lived in Haikou, it'd be really easy to go to Hana, but if you live on the south side, it's nice and dry, and it's just the perfect climate down here in Wailea and Makena.
Yeah, and the only thing, bad things that I would say about Kihei is it can get very windy and dusty, and traffic sometimes gets bad when you're like going through town. But another pro is the Paia Fish Market, and I literally could eat there every day, guys. So good.
That's awesome. You know, I'm learning so much about Maui. Mick, tell us about the central part of Maui.
Yeah, and honestly, to reiterate on that, I love Paia Fish Market. They are so top tier, like beyond belief. And yeah, so Central Maui, it offers some of the most comfortable and affordable places to live on the whole island. And again, it's really easy to commute from. You're still only about 15 minutes from most of the nice beaches on the island.
And it does seem that you're actually close to a lot of different things if you say you live in, like, is it Wailuku? Because you're close to the North Shore for surfers and wind sports, and you're still fairly close to the South Maui beaches for those, you know, relaxing beach days, right?
Yeah. Central Maui honestly can't be beat if you just want access to everything. If you're coming to work in healthcare, professional services, or a similar field, living in Wailuku or Kahului will make getting to work super, super easy. And honestly, it will definitely keep your cost of living down. You'll also be able to hit the beach easily as well. I would recommend beaches swimming on the south side for sure if you're going to go swimming, but the surfing and the kite surfing at Kahana near Central Maui, just off of Kahului, that's a perfect spot to go kite surfing.
So the pros are you're close to everything, especially close to shopping, healthcare, and services.
Right. And you'll also have slightly cooler temperatures on the Wailuku hillside in Kehalani and Wailuku Heights. And then, honestly, my best friend, he lives in Waialani, where there's a new housing development, and he loves it. The houses up there are honestly really beautiful.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, so truth be told, if I'm moving to Maui, I'm going to be living by the beach. But The cons are, if I'm understanding this correctly, is that you're not walking distance to the beach. And in central Maui, it could be heavily populated. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Awesome. You know what? So we've got to go to break, and we're going to come back and talk to Mick about North Shore Maui in just a few
seconds.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Thanks for being on the show, Mick. So 833-32-RADIO is our number. If you'd like to get a hold of us, 833-32-RADIO, or go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com, and we'll be back after this.
You know, there are some people who believe that all mortgage lenders are the same, but do you believe that diamonds and cubic zirconia are the same? At first glance, they look similar, but to the trained eye, they are totally different. What's even worse is when you're in the middle of refinancing or buying a home and you discover your lender is a cubic zirconia. This discovery may cause your deal to fall apart. And if you want the real deal when it comes to buying or refinancing a home, you need the diamond. Call Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Dave and his team are devoted to helping you get the right loan with the best interest rates and the lowest fees. And Dave can close most refinance and purchase loans in just 2 to 3 weeks. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Last year was our best ever, and to show our appreciation, we're offering discounts for all your spring cleaning and honey-do list. We're called Chim Chimney, so of course we do chimney cleaning and repairs, but we're also the trusted pros at rain gutter cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, tree trimming, and junk removal. Call us today at 916-247-6579 or online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com.
Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at DefenderPest.com. That's DefenderPest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests. If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose. And it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at the Radio Realtors.
If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We are broadcasting still from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And I'm Garrett Reese, your neighborhood transformation specialist.
And we are having fun talking to you about the Radio Realtors Ultimate Guide to Moving to Maui. And we have on the line with us Mick St. John. He is a realtor in Maui, and he has given us the lowdown on the best places to live in Maui. And we talked about the west side of Maui. So there's a lot of great things about that. There's just so much to do. A lot of great snorkeling spots, that hidden gem you called Olawalu. Is that how you say it? Yeah.
Yep.
So, and that's a great place to surf, right? That you like. We talked about Lahaina and Front Street there and some of the bars and stuff there. We talked about the south side of Maui, which includes Kihei and is it Wailea?
Wailea
and McKenna, right? So we also spoke to you about Central Maui and the Paia Fish Market and being close to the South Maui beaches for those relaxing beach days. You're also close to the North Shore for surfing, and there's a lot of fun things to do if you maybe live in Wailuku. But we are going to talk to you now about North Shore. So tell us about North Shore.
Okay. This is one of my personal favorite parts of Maui. I was born there. I was raised there. Family lives there. And the North Shore coastline of Maui has some of the world's most incredible surf spots. It's incredible, like Hokipa and also the world-famous Jaws. And fun fact, the professional surfer Makua Rothman, I believe, he surfed one of the biggest waves ever. It was 100 feet high, and that was at Jaws. So, yeah, Jaws had a 100-foot wave, one of the biggest in the world, and that's in Haikou, one of the gems of Maui. You can come look at the waves.
That's about 99 feet higher than I would like.
So Jaws is the beach or the wave? That is not the shark, obviously.
No. No, yeah. So it's a cliffside, and you have to go down the trail to get to the water. But it's almost exclusively reserved for pro surfers because the waves, on average, I believe, are 20, 40 feet, give or take. But then the biggest wave ever there was 100 feet, and that was indeed surfed by a pro.
That is crazy. Amazing. You know, I really like Paia Town and North Shore Haikou. Don't you live in Haikou?
I do. I'm from there. I love it. My family created the Temple of Peace over there, and I've lived there for most of my life. I'm a Haikou jungle boy through and through, but, you know, I love my luxury. And Paia and Haikou are both quaint with active lifestyle communities. Between Haikou and Paia, the left stretch of water after Ho'okipa, that's an area that's also, besides Central Maui, that area is perfect for kitesurfing and windsurfing.
Yeah, but it seems like living in this part of the island still gives you like quick access to the beach, as well as that road to Hana you were talking about for those waterfall and cliff jumping adventures, right?
Right. And a couple other things to mention. It's not easy to find good places to rent in Paia, and it does get really hot there during the summer. So many North Shore sports enthusiasts choose to live a little further upcountry so they can have a nice living area, great temperatures, great climate, while also not being far from the adventures.
Yeah, so that would be Haikou and Makawao for better rent and housing then, right?
Right, Haikou, Makawao, and Lower Kula, etc., that whole area.
So the pros are you can get to the beach quickly, you can walk around Paia Town and enjoy the adventures along the road to Hana.
But you're still close to the Central Maui shopping and the airport, and you're close to Mama's Fish House, which is super delicious, right?
Right. So there's not obviously a lot of cons to any of these places, except for in this area, a lot of places they're not going to be affordable for rent or for affordable housing to buy, correct?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, Mick. So let's talk about the area of Maui known as upcountry.
Yeah. So upcountry is often overlooked, and is often an overlooked area, because most of the people want to be super close to the ocean, but it has other benefits living on the coast doesn't have. If you like wide open space, expansive views, and slightly cooler temperatures, you should really look at living upcountry.
Hey, Mick, so wait, what communities are we talking about here in this area?
So, well, Haikou, Makawao, Pukualani, Kula, and Ulupalakua make up upcountry Maui. And the homes for sale and for rent in these communities offer more land, more space, and often bigger views. and the bigger views than many other areas of Maui. And temperature-wise, Haiku, Makuau, and Pukualani are always neutral or slightly chilly, but Kula and Ulupalakua, they feel kind of magical because you have the benefits of living in paradise, but the relaxing low-temperature benefits of living in a mountain climate.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of character and charm to upcountry Maui, and because it's cooler in this area, you don't seem to need AC on at night like you do like in Lahaina or even Kihei.
Right. Kula is one of my favorite places for that reason specifically. The beautiful views with the cold climate make it really special. You light up a little fire at nighttime, enjoy the views, and it's something else. It's another world up there.
Yeah, so the lowdown is upcountry is rural, kind of laid back, still close to the beach. Mm-hmm. You're 45 minutes from Wailea. And 20 minutes to the North Shore, and you're also just a short drive from the airport and, of course, Costco, right?
And the things you like about upcountry are great views, slightly cooler weather, and beautiful rural landscape.
You're also close to Haleakala National Park, as well as Polipoli State Park, and close to the North Shore beaches and activities. Stargazing in these areas is truly something spectacular.
Yeah, that's amazing. And the cons are that you're further from the beach in the south side and the west side, and having a car and driving is truly a necessity. In some areas, they don't have the great cell service there.
Hey, you say that like it's a bad thing. I mean, if you're trying to get away, not having good cell service, I think it might be a good thing, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. So last but not least, let's talk about East Maui, Mick.
Sure. East Maui is technically the entire east side of the island, but when I refer to East Maui, I really mean Hana. It's the most remote area of Maui, along with Kahakalua, and is an hour and a half away from Paia on the road to Hana side, and about the same distance from Kula on the back side. But if you do the entire road to Hana, I would only recommend going the Haiku way because it's nicer and a lot safer.
Yeah, Hana is really beautiful. It has tons of waterfalls, a black sand beach, and even a red sand beach, right?
Yeah, many of the island's most iconic destinations are in Hana, but few rental or home ownership opportunities are there, so you'll most likely just want to visit Hana as opposed to calling it home.
So the lowdown on Hana is it's the ultimate day trip, and you can check out amazing waterfalls and scenic locations on an all-day windy road drive, right?
Yeah, you can rent a cabin by Wainapanapa State Park, which has the black sand beach and the blowhole, or you can camp at the Haleakala National Park out there. And across from it is the Pipiwai Trail, which has the most mind-boggling bamboo forest hike that stretches 4 miles and ends with a jaw-dropping 400-foot waterfall. Honestly, my favorite hike on the island, and Hana truly is off-the-grid living at its finest, and home to some of the most amazing beaches, waterfalls, scenery, and adventures anywhere in the world.
Yeah, but the cons are you don't have much cell service, it's very remote and far away from healthcare, shopping, or other island activities, right?
Right, but it's also a blessing in disguise because it allows you to truly appreciate the beauty that Maui has to offer.
Yeah, you know, Mick, in talking to other Californians that have moved to Maui, they said that one of the pieces of advice that they find that was the best they received was find your ohana.
Yeah, I love that advice. Yeah, ohana means family. It's so true that when you come out here, you'll definitely find communities that you can call your ohana. The island is full of fun, adventurous, and caring people.
So wrapping it up here, Mick, and thanks so much for being on the Radio Realtors today and helping us with our ultimate guide to moving to Maui.
Of course. I'm so happy I could be here to answer your questions and offer my advice about the beautiful island that I call home.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's been great having you on here. Now, if you guys missed any of our show today, you can always tune into the podcast or listen to the replay. But if you'd like to get a hold of the Radio Realtor so we can put you in touch with Mick St. John over there in Maui, that we can kind of do a handoff to you and help you find your Maui dream place.
Ohana.
Ohana.
And yeah. Your ohana.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you. So give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. And of course, if you're selling or buying a home on the mainland, we're here to help you too. So give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And from the Radio Realtors, we say aloha.
Aloha.
Make it a great week, everyone.
Aloha.
You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at ZOTEXFlooring.com.
With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
If you're like many people in Northern California, your home is your greatest asset. You've spent years working to build your equity. Now's the time to put that equity to work with a reverse mortgage from Kathy Skoda at American Advisors Group. Learn about how you can tap into this important resource and create a sound financial plan that'll help you retire better. Call Kathy Skoda today at 866-961-6345. 866-961-6345.
NMLS ID number 1039827, Equal Housing Lender.